This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Oh, too loud.
Oh, come on, bring it back.
We will later. It's part of the podcast.
Oh, right. The podcast.
Oh, right. That thing we do.
Oh, yeah. The thing we're doing right now.
Oh, no. That thing you do is the movie. That thing we do is what we are doing.
Which is?
The podcast.
Cast. That's what I was going to say.
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hey!
Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Demi, that is the greatest thing you've ever made.
Thank you. Oh, don't say that. I've made more things for this very episode. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Welcome.
My name is Miel.
My name is Demi.
And we're
Punch Up the Jam. That's not, why do we have to say that at the same time?
I don't know. It's fun.
It is fun.
It's like a fun bonding thing to just, right at the top, in case you couldn't tell, we're friends.
Right. It's like a trust exercise that we had to do at the beginning of the episode to be like, okay, we're still good? Cool.
Speaking of beginnings, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
It's the first episode of the year.
It is.
It's a lot of pressure.
I don't think so. If you think of it in the sense of like, it's the first one, then yeah, but we also have done three of these.
True, but another first. Mm. First not themed episode.
That's true.
The world is our oyster musically.
It really is.
Not and physically. I don't like oysters.
What's the vegan version of an oyster? Just a...
like a...
Ziploc bag.
Full of slime?
Yeah.
With like a couple rocks in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The world is our Ziploc bag full of slime with a couple
there
rocks
we
in
go.
It.
Now let's... we gotta live up to that.
We thought a lot about what to do as our first episode.
We sure did.
Off theme. And I thought, what better way to start off the year than with the song we really like?
Yeah.
But before we...
the antithesis of what we've done so far.
Yeah, we're not all haters.
That's true.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. We're not racist.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought that was what you were going to say.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. We aren't
haters
of races.
No, I am a hater of races.
No, sorry, a hater of races.
They
should have made those two words more different. Racist and racist can't be...
Yeah, because I love races.
Well.
Three-legged.
Yeah.
Marathons.
Black.
Well, you can say that. I can't say that. So, I want to note if you have a New Year's resolution.
It's funny, I didn't, like, yesterday, and I was like, I'm not going to make any resolutions, but then earlier today, I was thinking, I was like, it would just be a nice resolution to just make sure I get out of the house every single day.
Aww. Are you inclined to stay inside all day?
Oh, yeah. To the point where it's like, when I'm not working and when I don't have to go anywhere, I'm just kind of like, why would I leave? Like, I'm just like, oh, I could even sleep all day if I wanted to. And I'm just like, no, at least get out.
First of all, great movie. Second of all, why would you force yourself out of a habit that you seemingly like?
Because it's not, I don't think it's a healthy habit. And I think sometimes I will avoid duties, like small things of just like, oh, go to the grocery store or send this thing to the mail or anything that is like, I need to get out of the house to do it, but I also don't need to do it now. So I think if I force myself out of the house, it'll just be better for me to get stuff done.
They're like those like infinite errands.
Yeah.
That just constantly refill on your to-do list.
Or in, never mind, I couldn't think of, I was like, oh, infinite errands like Carter and.
Paul.
Yeah. And then I was like, I can only think of the one Aaron, so that's not infinite.
You guys, if you have any suggestions for more Aarons,
please,
let us know on our Twitter.
Go ahead and email those to infiniteaarons@gmail.com.
Well, that sounds like a really achievable and nice resolution, man.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you. We're all rooting for you.
Well, don't speak for the audience. They might just be like, shut up, stay inside. It's cold everywhere.
And not here. We're in beautiful Los Angeles where we record Punch of the Jam.
Don't tell them where we are.
I'm sorry, you're right. So... should we introduce the song?
Should we reintroduce what we do in this thing?
Oh, yeah. If you're just joining us and you're like, song?
Yeah.
I thought this was a podcast.
You're supposed to be talking. What's music?
So what we do here, Punch Up the Jam. We take a jam, whether we like it, we hate it, one part we like, one part we hate, whatever. And we just make it better.
Yeah.
After we explain in great detail
why it sucks
or why it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all negative.
It's not all negative, but at the end, it is always us being like, it could still be better.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an evolution. You're with us here on it.
Sure.
So at the end of it, we'll play you whatever we made. This week, Demi made something I've never heard.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always fun.
And a little bit scary.
And very scary.
For both of us.
But actually, my New Year's resolution is to face my fears.
Oh.
So later tonight, I got a meeting with a spider. And right now...
You can schedule a meeting with a spider?
Oh, yeah. They have a whole network.
That's so...
On the web. Thank you.
Nice. I did the too early because I thought net was what a spider shoots, and I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah, you know, spider spins its net.
Yeah.
And like Charlotte's basketball net. Hoops, you know, like when fishing. A lot yes. of different uses for a net.
The inner lining of a bathing suit is all spider made.
Maybe in 2018 we can make that a reality. Any spiders out there, hit us up on our Twitter.
You have a meeting with one. Talk to them later today.
All right, Chaz.
Spiders yeah. do not hit us up on Twitter. That's where I go to escape you.
Anyways, listen right. up. What did we do this week? Well, like I said before, we did one we love. There it is. Let's just listen to the whole thing.
No.
I just love it so much.
It is very good. You guys can't see it, but it sent us into this inadvertent, like, bounciness.
You can't not.
You can't not bounce to this.
I like pointing with both my hands in the sky. Is this a song you just look at a guy and you go, hey, you know.
You there. I just imagine Daryl Hall on stage pointing to each individual member of the audience like, hey, hey, hey.
You.
Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. In the back.
Who.
You make my dreams.
Who?
So if you don't know that song...
What the hell?
You do. You do know that song.
You know that song.
But in case you want to know more about that song, it's called You Make My Dreams. It's by Hall and Oates. Holland Oates.
The man. The legend.
It was released in 1980.
Really?
Which is before either of us were born.
That's true.
Which makes me feel like both old and young at the same time.
Why does it make you feel old?
Because I was born in the 80s.
Oh, so? A lot of people were born in the 80s. It doesn't make you old.
Abraham Lincoln.
Well, could have named almost... I was about to say you could name almost any other person. And I was like, well, I don't know how time works.
It's fine. You know, we all have our weaknesses.
In the beginning, there was Lincoln, and then like 1,000 years.
The song was written by Hall & Oates, of course, but it was also written by... Daryl Hall's girlfriend, Sarah Allen, who Ooh. You might know from the other Hall & Oates song, Sarah Smile. I was Googling it, and I found an interesting tidbit about her. She and Daryl were partners, like, romantically.
Mm.
You know, when people call each other partners instead of, like, boyfriend,
sure,
girlfriend.
Sure, back in cowboy days.
I think it just, like, makes you feel a little bit more legit.
Sure.
This is my partner. And then the ambiguity is, like, do we do business? Do we have sex? Who knows?
Right. It's more fun.
It's up to you to decide.
Yeah. It's like, oh, do I give you both a bill?
Yeah, why not? Equality, man.
Yeah.
They dated until 2001.
Oh.
That was, like, a long relationship.
Yeah.
Also, she was a flight attendant turned songwriter. She helped them with a bunch of songs.
Huh.
That's, like, kind of tight.
That's very tight. It's like in, I think it's The Whole Nine Yards.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
With Bruce Willis?
Yeah. You know how it's like, they're, spoilers for The Whole Nine Yards, if you were just about to catch up.
Classic.
It's like Bruce Willis and someone else are like hitmen, and then yeah. Amanda Peet also
yep.
gets involved,
yep.
starting from dating. It's like that, except instead of hitmen, well, they are hitmen, but they're writing hits. Hall & Oates. In this
that
metaphor,
was a long walk.
It wasn't. It was not on purpose.
It's okay.
I got to the hitmen thing at the end.
No, you did. You brought it back.
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessarily your best work.
Oh, no.
But I do give you points for creativity.
Thank
and
you.
Also, you took everyone for a long walk, and a lot of people's resolutions is to get more exercise. So thank you.
You're
that.
Welcome.
You probably have heard this song, if not just on Spotify, because it's amazing, and you mm-hmm. listen to it in your car every day. Movies like The Wedding Singer. Dumb and Dumber-er.
Ooh.
That makes the difference.
Yeah.
Step Brothers. An eHarmony commercial.
Oh.
Which I'm trying to imagine, and it's like, you're at eHarmony. Like, I just can't picture what that sounded like.
Also, wasn't eHarmony's like they used to only use the This Will Be song,
oh, yeah.
right?
I can't hear that song and not hear that man being
Why
like,
did they change?
Sign up for eHarmony.
Yeah.
It really ruined that entire genre for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
but
the
I
Supremes,
mean,
can't listen to them anymore.
I hope Natalie Cole is getting money.
Yeah, I hope so, too. She probably is.
Remember?
Oh, right. I thought you were doing Kanye West.
You thought that was rap?
When I think of it, I'll let you know. It's a little cliffhanger to keep you at the end of the show.
If we're in the middle of anything, I just want you to be like, oh, it was this.
He's like, does that rhythm? No, it's fine. Listen, I know what I'm talking about.
Sounds more like you're yelling out an order at a fast food restaurant.
French fries and burgers and milkshakes and sodas.
Oh, it's Busta Rhymes you're thinking of.
Oh, Busta.
Can I get a little bit of Busta Rhymes? Can I get a little bit of fresh French fries while stirring on the salt? Nah, I can't even do it. Anyway.
It's a new year.
Yeah, leave Busta behind in 2017.
Staying in 2017.
So what else do we know about this song?
Well, I feel like Elephant in the Room, 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, that is the elephant in the room.
It's a Jordan Gordon Sylvan Levitt.
Are you okay?
I just committed to
Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Thank you.
Dance scene.
It's a Joseph Gordon-Levitt shaped elephant in the room.
As a matter of fact, when I went to get this song off of iTunes, the first result is the 500 Days of version, or 500 Days of Summer version, like with the album cover that's from that.
Yeah.
So
no, it definitely, I think for like the millennial generation, is how people know the song.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I know it because I'm absolutely a millennial, but somehow I heard it. I guess my household. I'm sure some people exist.
Maybe
like this.
It was like Daryl Hall was driving by a lot when you were growing up, just like, hey. Yo!
Listen to this!
He's playing the entirety of the song.
Yeah, I think that happened. So, if you don't know Hall & Oates, you should probably pause the podcast right now.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And go listen to them.
It's weird that you chose this one to listen to.
I think they're ranking up there in my favorite, like some of my favorite duos of all time.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. I was looking up the other songs they have where it's like, I feel like they're one of those bands where I'm just kind of like, oh, I think I know them. But then I look up their song list and I'm like, oh, no, I know all of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of insidious.
Yes.
You're like, oh, do I know this one? You're a rich girl. Ooh, I do know it. And then you're like,
you're out of touch.
Yeah. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
I think maybe my favorite is Maneater or I Can't Go For That.
Ooh, I'm Private Eyes all the way.
Private Eyes. They're watching you. So if you haven't heard it, that's what it sounds
like. Yeah. So actually, don't pause the podcast. You've heard them all now.
But I found a cool tidbit out about them. They originally were a band called Whole Oats.
Wait, they started out called Whole Oats?
Yeah. Like, well, kind of. Here's the story. Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, of course. His real name's Daryl Hall.
How do you say that?
H-O-H-L.
Oh, Hall.
Hall.
Oh, that's easy.
And when they got together, they made a little fun wordplay, Whole Oats. Haha.
Yeah.
So fun. And then signed with Atlantic under that name. And then by the time their album was ready to come out, their mailbox on their shared apartment said Hall & Oates, spelled wrong clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, ooh, that's better.
That's the idea.
So they released the record called Whole Oats, their debut record in 1972, with the name by Daryl Hall and John Oates.
What?
Because they had already changed their minds about their band name, so they made it the album title.
It's just weird to me that, really, that's just Hall changing his name. It's not
right.
Really. He basically saw someone misspell it and was like, actually, I'm going to change my entire name to that.
Right, and also Oates put the E back in his name.
Oh, wait, he didn't have an E in his name?
Not for the Whole Oats band name.
Oh, okay. So he was just like, you know what? I don't actually like being a pun band. And Hall was like, well, fuck you. I like puns so much, I'm just changing my name.
And then what's crazy is he still goes by Daryl Hall.
Yeah.
Which I really want to know if anyone knows Daryl Hall. Can you ask him, did he legally change his name or is he still Daryl Hall?
Hall.
Which kind of sounds like, I don't know, Scandinavian.
It sounds like an impression of like Austin Powers and Goldmember, like, Hall.
Ho-ho.
Smoking a pancake. Ho-ho.
Sure. Cool point of reference, dude.
What? You guys, is that not the most up-to-date reference I could have made?
Demi's stuck in 2004.
Yeah, baby.
I get it, though. Never let it die.
Beyonce's never going to make music again. She's all into acting.
She made a mistake leaving Destiny's Child.
I think so. And that Jay-Z guy? Forget about it.
When I Googled you make your dreams come true for all these fun tidbits.
Yes.
The first related search is, how do you make your dreams come true?
Aw.
Which, I'm just really trying to find who Googled that so many times.
It's definitely a child.
Right? It's a kid.
I can't see it being an adult. Although, it's sad if it's an adult.
Yeah.
If it's a child, then maybe it's imaginative. Like, they were like, I was in Harry Potter. Like, how do I make that happen?
I mean, I relate, but also, why do kids that young have access to Google?
Kids at like age 6 have iPhones now, and like the internet's ruined.
Do you think you'll let your hypothetical children have iPhones?
You think I'm going to let a child be born to me?
Okay, so you're not having kids. We get it.
I mean, I might.
You just said, I don't plan on having children in the most passive way possible.
That's true.
A grammar teacher would have, like, cried for the sentence
you said. Well, I was going to say into this world, and I was like, well, probably could survive in this world. But I was like, but with me as a father,
I mean, you take care of my dog.
That's true.
You do a good job.
Yeah, different beast. I can leave your dog alone for 8 hours a day.
That's true. She's super chill.
She's very chill. I would not let my child have access to the internet for a bit, but then I'd just be worried. Like, because I feel like you can't keep them on a leash too long, but then it's like...
Yeah. At the same time, like, the world feels like it's getting more and more, how do I put this, like, ruiny?
Mm-hmm. Bad?
I'm going to go with ruiny.
Okay, sure. You go with yours.
It's just ruin with an Y.
Yeah. They should just change the word to that now that you've misspelled it. Ruiny.
Like, for childhoods.
Yes.
Is that... I mean, if you're a child, let us know. Hit us up on Twitter.
If you're a child, I hate that you got this far in the podcast.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Have we sworn yet?
Oh, good question.
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
I assume so.
Wouldn't it be fun if we didn't, though? I could mark this one as not explicit.
Oh, thank you. Let's try. Let's make that our objective from here on out. I'm sure we've already sworn. I don't even know when I swear anymore.
For the punch-up, it's going to... No. So let me just say no.
I will say that when I was in middle school, I was at my local skate park. And a random older gentleman was there, apparently just watching kids skate. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
Kind of creepy now in hindsight.
Yes.
But he overheard me chatting with my friends and felt the need to take me aside and say, young lady... You have a sailor's mouth, and it's extremely unattractive. You need to swear less. Where are your parents? What did they teach you? And I told him to F himself.
Right move, and also, what a fucking weirdo.
You just swore!
Oh, okay.
You scum.
When you said F himself, I was just like, oh, weird. Oh, probably because she's thinking of how she said, like, oh, yeah, as a kid, yeah, you don't swear. And then I was like...
Oh, no, I said it.
No, I know, but I'm just... My brain doesn't work is what I'm trying to say.
The problem is if you have to be kind of creative with the way you don't swear. Otherwise, if you just say, like, F yourself, you kind of sound like a Midwestern house mom.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a Midwestern house mom.
No!
Like, you probably have the gumption of a thousand sons.
I said that like I was like, oh, they're going to get so mad. I can't... But no.
But in any case... I usually swear.
Same.
That's my move. So I guess this tangent was totally fruitless.
I love
you swore within it.
I can cut it out still.
It's fine.
We'll see
my heart's already broken.
We'll see how the rest of this goes.
Daryl Hall is quoted saying about this song, its simplicity and directness is where the charm lies.
Sure.
I feel like we gotta pay attention to these lyrics.
Yeah, I don't know where the... directness is in this song.
That's my question too.
Yes.
Let's review it.
So the very first lyrics of this song. Listen to this. God damn it. I hit the wrong thing. Like it's like a Rickroll almost. She's like, oh, I'm just gonna open the listen to this.
It should be the new Rickroll.
Like, yeah, just like you send your friend a clip and it's never what they think. All right. What I want you.
So I love singing along with that, even though I don't totally know what he's talking about.
Sure.
He says, might be hard to handle, like the flame that burns the candle.
Mm-hmm. The candle feeds the flame. I don't know. Is he saying that this girl is the flame?
And then is he the candle?
Yeah. So is he saying like, you know, you're the flame that burns my candle, but don't forget, the candle feeds the flame.
Don't forget. It's like a power couplet.
Yeah, that's a weird, like, manipulative, like, oh, you're good, but don't forget who's making you good.
And also, like, if you're a candle, you just wear a fire hat, not totally out of your control.
What?
Think about it. If you are a candle,
yeah,
whenever it wants to, you wear a fire hat.
A fire hat?
Yeah. Like, when you have a lit candle, it's like a candle wearing a little hat made out of fire. Does that make sense?
Kind of, but when you said a fire hat, I was like, you mean a fireman's hat? And then I was like, wait, are you picturing a candle wearing a fire? Sorry, I'm very confused. Yeah, so
I like
fire
yours better, to be honest.
So fire is the hat to the candle.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So very weird way to just say that confidently, like, you'll know what I mean.
Listen, I thought we were going to have like a, what's the improv game moment? Mind meld. I thought we were just going to whoop, get it.
Oh, okay.
It's fun. I like firemen's hats on candles too.
Sure.
In any case, I am totally willing to forgive that kind of strange lyric because it just fits the cadence so well. You're like,
yeah.
Hoo-da-ba, hoo-ga, beep, boop, ski, ba-da-da. I sound like I'm Simlish.
You should release your just scat version of this song without with the lyrics all replaced. Yours sounds more like just like scat and like something zipping around a room.
It's like someone reacting to like a bee near their head.
Yes. It's also like you're pitching an action movie where you're like, and then he's gonna go, whoa, so fast. I have no idea what you're doing.
Listen, we both come from different scat schools.
Sure. I learned my scatting under the Scat Man, and you learned under the Flash.
Yeah. I'm like a poor man's Ella Fitzgerald.
Sure.
Well, I'm so sorry to the family of Ella Fitzgerald.
No, they're probably like, we agree.
Sure, yeah.
Especially the poor part.
Miella Fitzgerald thinks.
Oh,
let's move on with the song.
Okay, wait, before we move on, there's a weird thing I noticed about this line in listening to it so many times. Did you notice a weird thing in the way that he says some of that?
Flay.
He doesn't say flame.
He says flay?
He says flay.
Play it again. Candle feed the flame. Well, he really does. There's no
M. He does not say flame.
Does he? Do you have the rest of that clip? I feel like maybe he might have tacked it on the end.
No.
Flay!
Wait 1 second.
Well, listen to this! Timmy! Stop rickrolling your own podcast!
That was on accident. No, okay, because so I have the clips on one playlist, and each of the clips has just the default icon, but the two that have the 500 Days of Summer icon are the song and the what listen to this.
Try again, my friend.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
He says flame that time.
Oh, yeah, no. There's no M on there.
He does not. Candle feeds the flame.
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay's a ginger. He's fed by candles. It's just the way science works.
Oh, wow. So this is hateful against redheads.
No, it's just scientifically true.
Oh, okay.
My sister's a redhead.
Okay.
They're fed by fire.
Sure, yeah. Some of my friends are redheads.
I have a lot of redhead friends.
I don't, my redhead friend doesn't care when I say it.
Good catch. Flay.
Flay. And also,
I really like thinking this is for Bobby Flay.
It might be. And he was just like, I can't tell anyone, but I can slip something in there for him. He knows.
To clarify, this is not a criticism. I still love it.
No, this song would be unpunchable if it weren't for the fact that we are punching it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. No, it's a terrific song, and that's a weird part of it. But, like, the song continues, so.
I love how he jumps that falsetto.
I can't explain.
Ooh, that little run.
Yeah.
So basically he's saying he's scatterbrained and she glues him together and he doesn't know how.
Yeah. I wonder if he rhymes flay with explay or if it's explain.
Oh, should we review?
Let me see.
I'm sure there's... I can't explain. It's in there, but it's like it's like in the back of the throat.
It's clipped, yeah.
Explain.
He's so focused on that. Can!
It is proper singing technique. Like, they'll train you to do this. You always hold the vowel sound, obviously.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you sound like Bob Dylan. So, for example.
How?
Yeah, or, like, Bob Dylan does it with R's.
Oh.
So, like, if you're going to the North Country Fair, whereas, like, Whitney Houston will be like,
Well, there's yeah. no. There's
we'll
no.
always love you. Yeah. You can only hear the vowel sounds.
Yeah.
And then they'll just tack on the consonant at the end. So that is proper singing technique, but it seems like he maybe forgot to tack on the consonant at the end.
Possible. Whereas Bob Dylan would be like, I will always love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Tallest Man on Earth, you know.
Don't know him.
He's basically trying to sound like Bob Dylan.
Oh, okay.
That's good, though.
Sure.
Let's move on.
I all of the little, like, the things where he's like, oh, yeah.
The flourishes.
They're always fun. And it feels like they didn't write too many lyrics, so he just pads out this song with them.
Yeah, I do kind of miss a time where musicians and songwriters were, like, more into throwing in little flourishes like that aren't, A, complicated runs, or B, like, no, 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 yeah, 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 because that's kind of all we get. Yeah, baby, baby. Like, we don't really get a lot of that.
Well, it's
kind of
gone into hip-hop with the ad-libs. Those are still fun.
Yeah, but
it's not the same.
I want, like, you know, like Michael Jackson screams. I want people to scream in between verses.
I would love for just someone to become a person who re-edits normal songs with Michael Jackson screams in them.
Hey, next episode, maybe.
Oh, great. Now we have two gimmicks. One, we punch up a song. One, we Michael Jackson it up.
Two punch-ups per episode.
Yeah.
One never has anything to do with anything we've talked about.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Okay. Should we go on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Sorry, I clipped that out too because I love the way he says it.
With what? The
Well, you.
Oh, it is. It sounds like he's having sex with the microphone.
Yeah,
it's so intimate. I love
it. He does that so many times in the song where he's like, "Girl."
Yeah. And oh, he's like into it.
Yeah.
He gave a fully committed
performance.
I'm into
it too. Doesn't his voice kind of sound like? Like the singers of South Park songs, like in the.
You mean like Matt Stone and Trey Parker?
Yes, I should have just said their names, but I was like, oh, but I always get them confused. Yeah,
I totally hear it. Yeah, it's because they sing in that yelling voice. Oh, it does. Oh, don't ruin this for me.
What? That's what...
And now it's like I'm just thinking they're going to be like, everyone has AIDS!
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to think about that.
Sorry. There's a part coming up where it really sounds like that, and I'll point it out if you don't hear it already. But.
Okay. That's a very good observation.
I don't know why, but that's all I can hear now.
Okay, but can we pause it for a sec? You make my dreams come true. I'm really trying to think about dreams coming true. And the obvious thing here is, like, his dream was to, like, fall in love, and now that he's met her, she's made that dream come true.
Sure.
But I also am kind of like, what other dreams came true?
Yeah, he does say plural dreams.
Yeah.
It's not, you make my dream come true.
No. So I'm like, oh my god, did you, like, become a fish? Have you, like, you got a burrito that every time you took a bite, it just kept extending itself behind?
Whoa, that's a good dream.
A never-ending burrito dream?
Yeah.
You never had those?
No, I've only had the Infinite Aaron's dream.
But then in the next verse, well, I guess we could just get
to it. Well, there's also, maybe he just, like, showed up to school and had a paper due and also was naked and was like, ah!
Well, that's what I was going
to
say.
Me, girl.
Do the nightmares come true, too?
They have to. Well.
That's what I'm saying. The next line says it. Okay, what did he say?
He said, on a night when bad dreams become a screamer, when they're messing with the dreamer, I can laugh it in the face.
So then he is saying he has night terrors.
Sure.
Do those come true?
It sounds like they do, even though he laughs them in the face.
They're still happening.
Yeah.
Because, like...
He wakes up and there's a silhouette of a man in the corner of his room, and he just goes, ha!
Who?
And he's like, wake up, honey. I'm not afraid of this guy anymore because of you. And she's like, well, I still am. Who is this man?
You're like, I just had a dream where cats were zombies and I watched them eat a man's face.
Well,
I don't know if there's a love in the world that would make me not afraid of that.
Did you watch that documentary, Kedi? Is that why it happened?
Which one?
With the cats? About the cats in Istanbul?
Oh, no. I've heard that's really good.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
Because it sounds like you fell asleep watching that, and then your brain was like, well, let's just finish this up in the head.
No, I have kind of just inherently been afraid of cats my whole life.
Oh.
They're little monsters.
You and my mom would get along.
Oh, she hates cats too?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't like dogs either, but she doesn't have a reason to not like dogs. With cats, she's like, they're evil.
I mean, they are, right?
The thing is, yes. There's no after that. Yes, cats are evil.
I just don't want to, like, live with something that could eat my dead body easily with no remorse.
I kind of like that because it's sort of like a fail-safe. It's like when you die and someone's like, well, you got to delete my porn, but for your entire body.
For your nose.
Yeah.
And ears.
My cat is there to be like, if I die, I want you to just don't let anyone see this. Just eat all of me. And my cat's like,
You guys couldn't see this, but when Demi said all this, he gestured towards his genitals, and now I have so many more questions.
No, because cats eat all of you. It's not just your face, right?
I mean, what kind of cat do you have?
I don't have a
cat. And how long are you dead before someone finds you?
I'm imagining, like, a lion. I own a lion in this
fake
scenario.
Well, that's crazy town.
Hey, that's my dream, okay?
And she makes it come true.
She makes it come true. She bought me a lion.
Okay, well, she sounds pretty good. I like this Sarah chick.
And now I just laugh it in the face. Okay, no, here's the part I was talking about that sounds especially South Park-y. Anytime he goes into that, like that sort of like croaky singing,
it does sound a lot like whichever one of those guys sings. I think it's Trey Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how to feel about it now.
Well, you're welcome.
I'm upset.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't totally understand the twist and shout part.
I don't.
Are they dancing?
It sounds like, I mean, I feel like I've done this, but like when you wake up from a nightmare, but you feel like you can't move and you literally are just like moving as much as you can to wake up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where you're so like shake yourself like, awake.
Yeah. So maybe it's like that. And then
wrap yourself around me. Because I ain't the way you found me.
Yeah. And I'll never be the same.
I hope that means, like, in a good way, right?
I think it is in a good way, but it really mostly just sounds like this entire song is, like, I have nightmares and you are there to console me. Thank God for you.
Is that, like, an indicator of true love or just, like, a person in your bed? That's my question.
It seems like maybe it's an indicator of true love just because, like, he'll wake up and just be like, oh, I don't want you to, you should go home.
I mean, or the person next to him's like, can you stop screaming? I'm trying to sleep.
And he's just like, oh, one day I'll find a love that will
wrap themselves around me.
Yeah, they won't care that I scream in my sleep.
I get it. I mean, I often sleep next to someone who screams in their sleep.
Oh, fun.
It's really not. Because then you have to be like, hey, hello, hi, please stop, please stop, please stop. And it's like, and you're like, okay, I can't.
Oh, do you sleep next to a chainsaw? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, actually. Okay. It's, you know, it's my kink, so.
Okay.
It's, you know, of course, doesn't have chains on it, but it is very bad for my bedding.
Still probably unsafe.
So many grease stains, man.
Yeah.
I smell like a fucking factory when I wake up. I just swore! Nuts! I'm sorry, I ruined it too.
I'm pretty sure I've sworn 20 times by now.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's unconscious. It's a problem.
It is.
Although, I'm very good at, like, it's that thing, it's like code switching where it's like, oh, I'm not doing it right now because I'm in front of someone that I know I shouldn't, but I'm like in front of you. I don't care.
I do it in front of kids sometimes by accident. And then I just look at their parents like, ugh, I'm sorry.
You're just like, uh-oh, and they're like, meow.
I'm like, look at how tiny I am. You can't be mad.
That is your catchphrase. It's very adorable. You pull the string and you're just like, yeah, look at how tiny I am. You can't be mad.
Yeah, that's my trademark logo.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we'll call you. I don't even want to skip the chorus when we're scrolling through this because it's so good.
Oh, it's my favorite. Oh, yeah. Well, you.
Harmony in the backing vocals is good, too.
John Oates, man.
He doesn't get enough credit.
I know.
It should be Oates and Hall, if you ask me.
We should call him up.
We should give him a phone call.
Should we?
No. I mean, we can. I just don't know if they'll pick up.
Should we try?
You're more than welcome to.
Let me just...
Oh, no.
I'm dialing the number right
now. Yeah, it's weird that you have a sound for your phone. iPhone.
It's a really old phone. It's an iPhone 3.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes ringing. Wait, are we calling Hall or Oates?
Calling Oates.
Hello?
Hi, is this John Oates?
This is John Oates.
Oh my god, you sound so different than I thought you would.
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name's Miel, I host a podcast.
Oh, say no more.
I was kind of popular on Vine, maybe you know me from that.
I don't know what that is.
That's fine, no one does. I just want to ask you... Do you feel like you got enough credit for Hall & Oates?
Great question. No. Absolutely not.
Okay, just so you know, this is being recorded for my podcast, so I probably should have said it at the top. Just,
oh,
like ethical
okay.
journalism.
Well, retroactively, I will not. That's fine.
So you don't feel like you got enough credit?
No, I don't.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of get it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't ask me about me.
I wasn't going to, but sure. Let's pretend I did.
Yeah, I don't feel like I get enough credit.
Oh.
For anything.
That's, yeah, well, you sound like you don't.
Yeah, I just think it's really unfair that, like, people can, like, run a marathon and, like, win a medal.
Sure.
But, like, I don't win a medal for, like, I don't know, doing the laundry.
You know? Well,
I drove for 30 minutes. Why don't I get a medal for that? I think I should get a medal for everything, you know? I think it's only fair.
I don't think our experiences are relatable in the same way.
Come on, John. I thought, I don't know. I just
like, do laundry a lot. I don't need a medal for that.
Oh. John, I think you might be a better man than I am.
Well, you don't seem to be a man at all, if I may assume your gender
Why would you do that?
Well, you introduce yourself as Miel, which I know to be
a
woman.
That's not even a name.
Yes, that's correct.
That's a made-up word.
Sure, but it is the Spanish word for honey, which is an effeminate topping.
It's true. It's also a movie.
Yes, starring a woman.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I don't know, maybe if her name was Salt, or Noelle. Salt is Angelina Jolie.
It's also a movie. So.
Powder. Also, Powder stars a man.
You know, that's true.
So if your name was
I am
maybe...
white, also, if you can't tell from my voice.
No, I can.
Okay.
I can tell from the questions you asked.
I get that a lot, yeah. I get it.
I too am white.
No way! Are you?
Yes. I'm sorry?
Are you really?
Sorry, this is a podcast?
You know, I should probably go.
Okay.
You know, but thank you so much for answering and answering my questions. And if you ever want to, like, I don't know, go on a date, if you still have that mustache, just let me know.
I am 69 years old.
All right. Well, you know, we'll be in touch. I'll text you.
Oh, okay.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Demi, dude.
No, I heard all of that.
Oh, you were here?
What do you mean? Yes, I was holding the phone up to your ear.
Right. My eyes were closed because, you know, I like to really commit myself to phone calls.
I thought that was weird, but I didn't want to say anything. Should we keep going? I don't know where we are.
Maybe we should just quit.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's a revolutionary idea. New year, new plan.
Keep going.
Okay.
Wait, this is the part, right?
Oh, this is the part.
Oh, this is the best part. Okay.
This listen. Is the should we come back to this?
Let's rewind a bit.
Okay.
Well, no, I think you're fine. Start it there, but I think we need to preface.
Okay.
That this is why we chose this song.
This is, yes. This is the one, like, there's a lot of things to discuss about this song, and we'll get to the things after this part, but
right.
This is the crux of,
This is, without a shadow of a doubt, the best part of this song.
Absolutely. Well, listen to this.
It makes me laugh every time!
The scream is what is, like, it's the cherry on top.
I first noticed this part of the song, I don't know, 9 years ago maybe, and I was listening to it in my car, and I've heard it a million times, but you know, you don't really pay attention to the songs all the time you listen to them.
Sure.
And it just hit me, like, did he just tell me in the middle of his own song keep listening to his own song? That's insane! That's so crazy!
It's building an entire, like, pre-chorus section to just be like... Don't go away.
No, don't turn the dial.
Yeah. Don't turn it off.
I mean, might as well, right?
Yes.
Don't go away. Bam, bam. And then the other thing that's...
Here's more of the song.
Right. That's the other thing that's so funny is, like, if you get my attention in that way, if it's like, hey, check this out, and then you just do exactly what you were doing.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if, you know, like, you're mowing the lawn and you're like, hey, watch this.
Hey, hey.
You just keep mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
And they're like, ow. You what? I'm sorry. Just the way you set that up, I thought there was gonna be like I don't know a solo or like maybe like a cool like instrumental break, and all you did was just play the core chords of the song and then inexplicably scream.
Yes.
The scream is like what?
The scream
what?
Is the thing is like without the scream, I don't think it would be that weird. Like
no.
Saying, "Well, listen to this," is like okay, it sets up like I'm about to show you something, and then if it's like without the scream, it's just like a long sort of. Instrumental part.
Right.
But with the scream, it's kind of like a, that was it, ta-da.
Which is also confusing, because the section after this, they actually do add, like, a weird little, like,
yeah.
Triplet noise. Right. Which is far more interesting than the pre-scream section.
It's nothing, yes.
It's, like, literally nothing.
It's literally some instruments dropping out, and the rest of them playing the same thing they were.
Right. He's not like, like, he's just like,
that would be great, though.
I mean... Anything would be great.
It also, it kind of sounds like an instrument dropped, like he was gonna play a part, and then it got unplugged, or he just, like, fucked it up somehow.
Yeah, I have also, like, a conspiracy theory that, like, he was yelling at the engineer because he like thought he stopped paying attention or something.
Hey, listen to this.
And then he's like looking at him dead in the eyes. He's like, wow, just like as a power move.
Like he was going to sing more right there and then realized the engineer was distracted. He's like, hey, yeah, pay attention.
Can you imagine too, like screaming at someone to get their attention and then the whole gag is that you didn't do anything?
Yes.
And then you just scream in their face.
It genuinely is like when a child is like trying to like, mom, watch me do this. And they do like a flip into a pool and they're like, okay.
Yeah, except that's tighter than this.
Okay, that is tighter.
A flip into a pool is much better than playing two chords on a piano.
Yes.
Like, this would be like if a kid's like, mom, check this out. And then just keep standing where he was standing. Yes. And then screams at her.
Ah!
Yeah, and you'd be like, okay, hey, babe, when can we see that child psychologist? Because it's concerning behavior.
I'm just like,
did he think that was cool?
Just roast your child?
I'm also curious, like, did Daryl Hall think that was cool? Or did he just, like, come to the studio, didn't really have a bridge plan, and was like, I'm just gonna wing it, baby!
I wonder if he was just kind of like, he did all of the flourishes and a separate thing where he sang the lyrics and then added in like the whales and the, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then got to this and just like, I haven't done anything in a while. I was like, ow.
Or maybe like they recorded on a different track, some cool section he did. And then some like avant-garde producer was like, no, the gag here is we don't do anything. I also like, I can't help but imagine that being that this was like 1979, they recorded this, that, there was probably some cocaine involved.
There was definitely a lot of cocaine involved. And I wanted to think the listen to this was him doing a rail. And then
I mean, I think at this point we're venturing into slander territory, but yeah.
No, I said it's I like imagination. To think.
Yeah.
I said I'd like to think even. It's positive slander.
It's a really fun, like, he's just like, check this out!
Yeah.
Wow! It's like some real Wolf of Wall Street shit.
I would love to see the behind the music of this.
Yeah. Oh, too bad, like, you know, that didn't exist then.
Right.
MTV didn't. Well, don't fact check me. I don't know when MTV
came
out.
Wait, are you saying MTV didn't exist in the...
It didn't, right? In 1981?
Hey, I told you I wouldn't fact check you, so there's no way to find out.
Yeah, I think we're going to find a way to incorporate that into every podcast episode.
What, don't fact check me?
Don't fact check me.
Well, we don't have to try. It seems to just happen.
I know. It's not a deliberate choice.
No.
So, yeah, that's... I feel like the song maybe could just end there.
It absolutely could. Well, listen to this. Ow!
Boom. All
right, next
end.
Song.
Yeah, right. Or like, I don't know. I kind of think it'd be really funny if he just had whispered something into the mic. He's like, now listen to this. We never landed on the moon. I don't know. You know, maybe.
Wait, here. Okay, so I'm going to play it on a loop, and I want you to just, we'll just take turns whispering the things that should have gone in that part.
The world is flat.
9/11 was a controlled demolition.
Bush lied, people died.
It's like slam poetry.
Dick Cheney is making money off of the war.
That's what I was gonna say! I just don't know how many conspiracy theories I know off the top of my head.
I mean, I pretty much just like was like, oh, what have other people told me?
And they're all like 2000s references.
Yep.
Maybe like, I don't know, Soylent Green is people! It's not a real one.
Yeah, that's just true. I don't know what you're talking about.
And then like, you know, there's ones that I've made up. And then...
Such as?
Like, you know that SpaceX launch?
Yes.
That happened when I was in Europe with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to tell my brother crazy conspiracies just to make him mad. Because it makes him so mad.
Why does it make him mad?
He's like, Miel, that's not possible. You sound like an idiot. And I'm like, hey, bud, just think about it. You can't not prove it. So I suggested...
You cannot prove it.
I suggested, apropos of nothing, that maybe the SpaceX launch was like, it was actually aliens, and then the government being like, we can't have mutiny on our hands, reached out to Elon Musk, a private company, and was like, hey, you say you did this.
Ow!
And we can easily retroactively make it appear as if this was a planned launch. And then you only have to get hush money for, like, I don't know, 20 people at SpaceX to be like, oh, yeah, no,
this
that happened.
This is too many details for it to not be, like...
to sound real, right?
Yes.
I know. I mean, I can kind of make anything sound true. So I was like, eh, that could happen. Sure. That's... So I made it up in my head, told my brother. He got real mad. And then the next day, the big Twitter moment was, like, Elon Musk denies that he was paid by the government to cover up. And I was like... You doth protest too much.
You said to your brother, just like,
It is, like, kind of a bad feeling to know that something you thought, like, you made up is reaffirmed by a bunch of crazy people on the internet. Like, yeah. It's not a group you want to be aligned with. So I think I might cool it with that bit.
I feel like that's how some of the worst beliefs happen, of just people being like, it's ironic. It's like, yeah, I was being ironic before, but if you think about it.
I mean, as long as you don't share it online, I don't see the harm in it.
Sure.
Other than just terrorizing your friends. Like, what if The Matrix is a documentary?
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Hey, man, what if... Actually, I forgot this one.
Good.
Wait.
No.
Hang on.
No.
It'll come back to me. It's my newest one. Oh, yeah.
My newest one.
What if we're all living in a simulation right now, bro?
Okay, that's not new. Everyone's done that.
See, but I don't know that because I don't Google conspiracy theories.
All right.
This is parallel thinking, man. I'm not stealing them.
Man, that's the plot of The Matrix.
Right.
The part of the Matrix
that I suggest is real don't share it publicly. The Matrix is not a documentary. <It's> like, eventually someone's just going to get fed up.
Yeah.
Make that an actual song. Don't take me seriously, guys. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm never serious.
Hey,
I've never taken
you seriously. It's fine.
Thank God. Yeah. We would not be friends if you did.
I'd just be like, whoa, you crazy for some of these things. All right. So after that is the I'm down on my daydream. Oh, that sleepwalk should be over by now. Line.
I know. My question is, does that mean he's still sleeping? So he's
that sleepwalk
how could the dream
should
come
be
true
over by now?
If she makes him feel like he's in a dream. Then that's not the same as making your dreams come true. You're mixing your metaphors, my man. Just a little bit. Just a taste.
I feel like he's also mixing, like, the perspective. Is he sleepwalking or is someone else sleepwalking?
It's a great question, Demi. Let's get Daryl Hall on the phone. Oh, actually, you know what? I don't have his number. Sorry.
Thank God. but I have his number. I'll call him.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
Okay.
Give him a ring.
Let me just give him a ring.
Okay. Yeah, sure, great. Well, listen to this. That's all he had to say?
Yeah, weird.
That's actually his voicemail.
Here, let me call him back. That must have been a mistake.
He went straight to voicemail again.
Straight to the end of his voicemail. Even.
Yeah, that must be a glitch.
That's so strange. Okay. So continuing the song. That wasn't on purpose.
You could keep doing that for the rest of my life, and I would never be mad at you.
I should have clipped it out individually, so just the owl was its clip.
Oh. Those background vocals.
Whoa, yeah, I was not paying attention. That was,
listen to
I
them.
Shouldn't have talked over that.
It's
They're
like a,
beautiful.
It's like a choir.
It's angels.
Oh, John Oates. Really screaming there.
He loves to scream.
I love it. I love it.
It sounds like he was singing this song, and every so often, like a rat ran through the studio.
Woo! You!
Ah, you!
And then he just makes the riff work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He just recovers nicely every time. I love that little breakdown.
I even love when the when the guitars come back in.
Oh, boy.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
Yeah. If we were to rank these jams, I think this would be my favorite so far.
So far, yeah. It's number one so far. Absolutely.
It's also the only one we've done that isn't like it's the most recent song, so it makes sense.
It's still 27 years ago. Wait, that's more. That's 37 years ago. That makes me feel sad.
Wow.
Wait, 38 years ago now. It's 2018.
Holy shit, how time flies. It's like, I sometimes forget that Rugrats was 30 years ago.
Shut the fuck up. Is that true?
What? You think Rugrats was 30 years ago?
It's not true?
Rugrats.
I watched Rugrats. I'm 28. That feels about right.
You think Rugrats is older than you?
I don't know when fucking Rugrats came out. Right. I remember seeing the movie in theaters. I remember Who Let the Dogs Out being the great hit.
And do you think that was, how old do you think you were when that happened? Do you think that was 10 years
after
Rugrats?
I don't know, because I do remember being traumatized by the episode where Chucky eats the watermelon seed.
I should have gone crazier with the number. I should have been like, whoa, sucks how Rugrats is 50 years ago.
I probably would have believed you.
You know, Rugrats is closer to the time of Cleopatra than the moon landing is the time to us.
I'd be like, yo, man, that's crazy, and don't fact check us.
Wow, no, don't fact check any of that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, man. I don't know. It's possible.
It's not possible.
I mean, it's possible they had rats in the studio in 1980.
Yeah.
I don't think that's where we jumped off. But
no. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a new thing.
That line confused me, too. He already has her, right?
Yeah, he's been waiting for
her. Okay, so that was the dream.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
He's just telling her that I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's spinning around in a church like, I've been waiting for you, girl.
Wait, play the last part?
Bond.
Right here.
Girl?
Me, you, me. Me, you. I wish you'd do that for longer.
Yeah.
Me, you, me.
He, me, him, we, them, they, us, you, girl. It feels like he's doing one of those, you know those like dandelions where it's like he loves me not?
Yeah, of course.
He's like going through real quick, like, me, you, me, you, me.
I'm guessing cocaine again.
Yeah.
If I had to find the vault there. Really good.
They're on a picnic and he's just screaming this. Like,
she's like,
he loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. Woo, girl.
But the thing is, it works for me because, like, if someone sounds this hyped, it makes me hyped.
Same.
I'm just like, oh, shit.
It's infectious.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I would see this live and just, like, just for the parts of him going, ow. Like, yeah.
I wonder if he still sings it with the kind of energy.
Oh, he better.
I hope he does.
I feel like this song, like, this isn't a song I want to hear as a ballad, you know?
No. Don't do a cover of this that, like, makes it soft and sweet.
It's already happened, I'm sure.
I'm not Googling it.
Don't fact check me. Yeah. But, yeah, the me, you, me, you is so funny.
You, me, me, you, me, me,
I should have made
you.
An extended version that was just me, you, me, you, girl.
I want it to go on for, like, a whole minute.
And then people will just turn off the podcast.
It's true. Did he say online?
I was just about to ask if online. He said online.
He predicted the internet.
You make my dreams come true online.
Online.
It sounds like online.
I'm hearing online.
Like
online.
The only other thing I could see it being is all night, and even that doesn't sound as much as all online.
Or like all life? That doesn't make sense. All live? Alive? No.
Alive is weirder.
It's online. He predicted the internet, folks.
Okay,
remember I said I wasn't going to make any more conspiracy theories?
We've already said like 50.
All life. I don't know.
All life. Because there's definitely a look sound to the second part. That's weird. Online.
My new conspiracy theory, Daryl Hall invented the internet. It's fine.
Al Gore's just like, no, you said you weren't going to mention it.
Al Gore.
Because he came to the, I'm saying Al, I should have given the full.
Did Al Gore invent the internet?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Is that widely known information?
I think it's like Al Gore takes credit for inventing the internet or something. I might be getting my wires crossed. It's fine. I don't need to know the truth. I'll look it up. Anyway, Al Gore is directly linked with the internet.
Let's ask him about it. Now that's what I call an inconvenient truth.
How's it inconvenient?
Daryl Hall actually invented the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It's inconvenient to Al Gore's story.
What I was picturing is Al Gore shows up to the studio just because he's like friends with Daryl Hall, and he tells him about the internet. He's like, that's crazy, man. And then Daryl has to record. And he just says online to like rub it in Al's face.
It's like an Easter egg for like conspiracy theory buffs.
But like Al Gore is probably mad because he was like, no, I was going to debut it, you fucker.
Who knows? Yeah, you know what? That probably happened. Let's say that happened.
Also, the internet might have been happening at this time.
I don't know.
Not like invented,
that
but
episode
like
of Black Mirror hasn't come out yet.
The episode set in the 80s, yeah. I don't know what he could, like what else he could be saying.
It's online. Ready?
Such a fun run. That's where runs should be, at the end of the song.
And then they just fade out.
Yeah.
I don't know why we stopped doing that. I still like it.
Because now it's all about going to the club and shaking booties and fucking the teens now.
Oh my God. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my dad to the studio.
And another thing, I don't like how I gotta press one for English.
No, Dad, please don't be racist. I write on my podcast.
Why are there so many children on my lawn?
All right, yeah, that sounds about right.
I've had this voice ever since I left Smash Mouth. It ain't no joke. I like to buy the world a Coke.
I think we're doing two different bits here. Unless your conspiracy theory is that my dad is the guy from Smash Mouth.
Yes. Is that not true? Is your dad not the guy from Smash Mouth?
I can neither confirm nor deny that information.
Ooh,
at this time.
Okay, don't fact check. All right, let me play the last part. Listen to this.
You're such a fucking troll. It's gonna be the new Rickroll. It is.
I hope it is. I can't wait until we get a bunch of emails just like, hey guys, I found this clip of something interesting you might think of on the internet, and we just open it. Well, listen to this.
Did you, by the way, you mentioned to me in private that this reminded you of another song.
Yes.
Do you have anything to say about that?
Yes. It sounds a lot like It sounds like the DuckTales theme.
Wow! You just gotta add a couple.
Me, you, ducks. Huey, Dewey, Louie, Scrooge, Donald, Pluto.
DuckTales! Woo! And not even a
hoo. You make my dreams come true.
You, hoo.
Right?
You just gotta change the key and it's the same.
Yeah, you don't even have to change the key, as I discovered, because...
Oh no, what did you do?
I didn't do it. I mean, I did do something.
Oh no. You gone and done it.
I gone and done it, but I didn't go and do it well, because you can't find the acapella or instrumentals for either of these, really.
Okay.
So here's what I have.
No, these are not the same keys.
Oh, they're not?
Listen to this. No. Oh my God, I have to take my headphones off. This is a nightmare. This is giving me nightmares.
It is a little off.
This needs to stop. Demi, this needs to stop. Oh no.
I feel like I'm in the Milgram experiment. I'm turning it up.
This is like Clockwork Orange.
Just wait.
This is a cacophony. Oh my God. These are just off, Demi. It's like a half step under.
Ah, it's so bad.
Oh, Demi, you gotta stop it. Oh, thank God.
I stopped it.
That was the meanest thing you've ever done to me.
Is it?
I'm really sorry to everyone that's listening. I did not consent to that. That was a disaster.
Hey.
And that is not our punch up.
No, it isn't our punch up. It is just something I just thought, hey, this works.
I mean, kudos on recognizing that those sound so similar.
And then making them sound just dissimilar just off. Enough.
Whew, that was dissonant.
Yeah.
I felt like that was, for me, the equivalent of like a straw going in a lid of a drink.
Yeah.
That noise. Stop.
That's my version of the on air.
Oh, you hate that?
Stop it. I'll play it again.
No, you already played it. I get one. That's fair.
All right. Ah, no. It sounds like scratching a vinyl so precisely that it's just like one of the groups. Like,
that was a really good impression.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very good.
That's like the best impression of a vinyl scratch.
I don't know. I've been training under Michael Winslow.
Who the fuck is Michael Winslow?
From Police Academy.
Did you think I've seen that?
I haven't seen it either, but I know who he is.
Jesus Christ. Listen, I think we need to get to the punch up now. Demi. Oh my God. This is off the rails. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not. I love it. Okay, so
So what did you do here? I have not heard this. I don't know what you gone and done.
Well, what I gone and done is I just rewrote the lyrics to how they should be, because that part that we love seems like he's setting it up to be like, you know, you gotta stay around for this part. Mm-hmm. It's so impressive. Like, he was really excited about it.
Yeah.
So I just wrote what he sort of, it seems like he wanted the entire song to be.
Okay, I'm on board. Let's hear it.
All right. So this is a
karaoke track?
Yeah.
That's how Daryl Hall, I think, wanted the song to be.
When you make a song, you have to make the music. And I usually let John do it, but I'm doing it instead. Yeah, yeah, for the song, I bought a guitar and learned to play it. And I'm gonna fucking slay it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking shred. Oh yeah, after this, it's gonna sound cool as shit.
Who's in there?
Yeah, after this, it's gonna sound cool as shit.
After this, it's
way
gonna sound
way out of my range. Yeah, this part.
Okay.
Wait, I forgot. This verse actually comes before it.
No!
And up next is the chorus.
Oh my god.
That's when I play guitar.
Let's hear it, baby.
I can't wait. It's so great. I woke up early to practice, but then I got distracted. So I practiced in the car on the way.
That's
here.
Not safe.
After this, still did it. It's gonna sound cool as shit.
Ooh, right now, it's gonna sound cool as shit. Here
yeah,
we go.
Here it is.
Right now?
Here it's coming.
Okay. It's gonna sound
cool as shit.
Ooh.
3, 2, 1. All right, now. Come on, listen to this. Fuck. Shit, wait, wait, wait. Let me try again. Here we go. What the fuck is not plugged? Shit. Oh, one more time. It's plugged in now. Here we go.
Ah!
Yeah, did you hear that? About 6 seconds ago, I shred guitar like. Ah, yeah! Yeah, yeah. That part was cool as shit. Wasn't it? Hey, Oates, what you think of my bitchin' guitar part? Oh, yeah. Hey, wasn't it cool as shit? Oates, were you listening to my guitar part?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, wasn't it cool as shit? Hey, Oates, can you hear me, man? What you think? Tell me, dude, what you think? What you think of the part when I played guitar? Wasn't it cool? Oates. Hey, Oates.
What's up?
Oates.
Me.
Hey, Oates.
You.
Wait, was it cool? Oates.
I don't know where Oates went for that one, man.
Yeah, that's weird. He walked away at the end.
He just left the studio halfway through the song.
Very rude. I mean, wow.
I'm blown away.
Yeah?
I'm blown away.
It was a pretty good guitar part.
It was really good. Honestly, Oates is a dick. That was great.
Oates is a dick. Enough people don't say that.
I don't know. I feel like I should tell the listeners at home. That was Demi singing.
Oh, could they not tell from the amount of times my voice cracked?
That was Demi singing live in studio.
Yeah.
That was, can we just like.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was beautiful, man.
Don't applaud that.
You were really good on that guitar, but I am concerned that you played it while driving here.
Well, that was, that's Hall, not me.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Right, you're in character.
Yes, character.
I do feel like, given that line, that is basically what he's saying.
Probably.
That is the song.
Yeah.
You fucking nailed it, man.
Oh, thank you so much.
That jam is punched. And
however,
I actually think this time it's been punched up.
Wow.
I do.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So take that, Hall. And Oates.
I mean, come on. Oates is a friend of the podcast,
yeah, right.
Man. He picked up the phone for us.
And again, about that thing I said about him being a dick, totally didn't mean it.
Should be Oates and Hall.
However, we do have a second punch up.
Oh, no.
We've got Hall here to play you exactly what that solo was supposed to be.
Right. That it could have been.
Yeah.
That it wasn't. The blue balls he gave us, no more.
No more.
We're finishers.
Here we go. Wait, fuck. Hey, what was it? What was it again? Is it?
Yep.
It's a G?
Yep.
Is that?
No, you're still under.
Oh, shit. Oh, wrong. Okay, wait. The thing wasn't even on the.
Come on. Nope. Almost. There.
That's it?
It's close. It's close.
What the?
We're still rolling tape, man.
It's lower or what?
Just figure it out.
Okay.
We're paying for this studio time, bro.
What? Shit. No, shit.
It's worse. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Okay. It was. Wait, what was the thing you were. Dent, dent. Right?
Yep. Come on, man.
Hey, there it is.
I could not have gone better.
I agree. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that compliment, Oates.
Yeah, you're welcome, Daryl.
Oh, Daryl and Oates.
Should I call you all?
I like the idea that it is like Hall and John or something.
Demi told me that Hall and Oates sued a cereal.
Yeah, called Hall and Oates.
Hauling, as in like...
loading something,
a U-Haul.
Yes.
Hauling Oates.
Correct.
So honestly, maybe they're dicks, man. We don't know.
Or maybe the cereal's dicks.
No, I think it's Oates.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have anything else to say about this song?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. So, wait.
You're such a dick. I cannot believe I set you up for that.
Sorry.
This is the episode that drives us apart. This is the fracture in our friendship.
At least it's on air, and people just be like, whoa, what happened? It's like, you can listen to it, dude.
I'm so excited for next week when I make the punch up and I have control of the iPad. Mm. I'm going to blast you to hell, man.
I don't like that.
Okay, now that you're done trolling me,
yeah.
I think it's time to get to the Unpunchable Jams.
Yeah.
We need a song.
It's a jam, damn it.
We're just stealing Kimmy Schmidt?
Yes.
What's your unpunchable jam, Dim?
Oh, I got it. My unpunchable jam this week is, I literally just like, whatever the last song I was listening to on Spotify on the way here. It's Game of Pricks by Guided by Voices.
What is that?
You don't know Guided by Voices?
No.
They're a band from Austin, I want to say. I don't even know how to describe them.
It super sounds like a Christian band.
They aren't.
No. All right,
I've only listened to one of their albums, Alien. But it's a very good album. It's an album that reminds me of Austin, which I consider my hometown despite it not being.
Well, you went to college here.
Yeah, so I count.
The formative years.
Right.
You saw Boyhood.
I sure did. I lived it, but only for 3 years. And I was like, this is too much. Get away from me with that camera. What is your unpunchable jam?
You know what? It's a sad one.
Okay.
But I think it's a good one. I'm going A Case of You.
What is that?
It's a song by Joni Mitchell.
Aww.
And it was also covered by James Blake. I think it's about, like, she says, I could drink a case of you and still be on my feet.
Aww.
I know.
Is that sweet or?
It's sad. It's sad. It's pretty. She says, just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness? Where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar.
That's like a roast.
Kind of, yeah, but it's, like, poetic.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It just, like, I can't hear that song and not just, you sing it, girl. It's like that movie Blue Valentine.
Yeah.
I guess.
I didn't see it.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I should.
Maybe not. If you don't want to, like, cry for a week, maybe don't.
I get heartbroken by, like, oh, the beginning of The Big Sick, where there's a montage.
I get heartbroken by, like, a fast food commercial.
Oh, the ones where the dads are gay?
I think we should end this now.
It was a joke, but I was also thinking of a Cheerios ad.
Demi, we gotta go.
Do we?
We gotta go.
You were saying something.
Okay. It's not worth repeating.
So is it A Case of You by Joni Mitchell or the cover by James Blake?
Oh, can I say both?
Sure.
Yeah, both. Absolutely go listen to them.
They'll both be in the Spotify playlist.
Thank you. Oh my God, that's so generous of you. Can I just give a shout out to Demi, who up till now has done all of our digital stuff. I haven't had to do a fucking thing.
It's easy.
It's been a real treat. I consider it my Christmas present, so thank you.
You're very welcome.
PunchUpTheJam.com. If you want to find us on the internet, at PunchUpTheJam on Insta, on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
We love to talk to you.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to us personally, Demi's at ElectroLemon.
Miel is at Miel, or at MielMonster on Instagram.
Don't ask me why.
All right, I'm going to play the theme.
No, you're not. Yep. I saw it coming.
You did see it coming.
I know your shit by now, man.
Yeah, I only have one shtick, and I exhausted it today.
Can we also give you a shout out for this amazing theme song? Oh, I love this.
This is also a cacophony.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's time for Punch the GM.
No more, it's not. I gotta change that to the end thing.
That was Punch
yeah.
the GM.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.